You know as well as I do, a couple of days ago, the people at NASA announced that their rovers had been up there for a whole year, and they only expected them to be there 3 months. The question is, by golly, they believe that there must be water up there. But a lot of other people feel there's a heck of a lot of other things up there that NASA just plain won't admit to. And I believe that you're one of those that believes that NASA's not telling the truth. Is that right?
That's correct. Well, not that not telling the truth, not telling the whole truth.
Now, what do you think is up there? I mean, you don't have...
Well, I wrote about it from my very first book, The 12th Planet, that Mars served as a way station for the Anunnaki traveling between their planet and our planet. And to have a way station, they needed a more or less habitable place. And there are even pictorial depictions on what we call cylinder seals showing an astronaut on Mars greeting an astronaut on Earth and a spacecraft between the two planets. And that's a depiction that goes back thousands of years. It's not a recent snapshot. And so that's in my very first book, The 12th Planet. I wrote more extensively about that in the book Genesis Revisited, which in 1990 already put forward the information, the available information from NASA itself, by the way, of photographs of what else is on Mars, various structures, evidence of water. NASA itself provided in the 1970s information that there has been water on Mars. Now they went a step further and say that the water might still be there, whether underground or at ground level or maybe the equator areas. You know, they are hoing and humming, but one really has to read the ancient evidence, which is in my various books, to realize that Mars was habitable, and there were others like us who have been there for thousands of years. So for me, there's nothing new in all the drips and drabs of information that is being released now.
Well, why do you suppose they're not leveling with us or telling us the truth?
Well, I sometimes, Ely, I sometimes ask myself, what would I do if I were in charge? Would I come out and spell everything out to the people of this planet? And I say, look, these are the facts. There are others. They started to come here almost 400,000 years ago. They could travel in space at that time. So imagine what their technology might be today. It may explain the UFO phenomena. It may explain why, and it's again in my book, Genesis Revisited, about 20 years or so, a Soviet spacecraft, Phobos 2, was actually shot down with a missile fired from the moonlit Phobos at it. Imagine the panic, the crash of the stock market. What's the point in owning real estate if the whole thing might be wiped off? So the repercussions might be tremendous, and I sometimes ask myself, would I just say, let's deal with it when the time comes, rather than, create turmoil. So I'm not, while I say that we are not being told or we are not informed of all the evidence that has been amassed over the last 30 years at least, I don't know if I am really critical of the powers that be in,
In other words,
Letting us know that something is cooking, but without really, creating a total havoc.
In other words, they're still treating us like children.
No, I think that's belittling both us and NASA.